Inside the Gale Centre with Janet and Ian Miles. So this is mother and son keeping something in the family. And that thing is toilets, or in fact, World Toilet Day. So tell me a little bit about World Toilet Day, Janet, and what it's about.
Yeah, so World Toilet Day is on the 19th of November every year. And it is a day that raises awareness about sanitation issues around the world, hygiene and sanitation. Many people in the world don't have a functioning toilet or a safe place to go to the toilet, and it's looking at raising awareness of the importance of that issue.
Now, that's quite a fundamental thing, because it's not one of those things that you would ordinarily think about, but without a toilet, then it becomes, well, as we know, a bit difficult. So, Ian, tell me about how you came to this.
I was just reading, and I came across this fact that a third of the world's population don't have access to a toilet. And I thought that was absolutely appalling. I was only 11, but I thought, well, I should probably do something about this. So I decided I would sell my baking, because I was quite keen on my baking. And I thought, well, that's something I can do. And I made a stand, a stall, and I just started selling my baking to whoever would like to sponsor my cause.
This is something which has been going on ever since then, so this year being no exception, I guess.
Yeah, so this year I'm going to do it again on World Toilet Day. I'm going to be selling preserves and baking in aid of toilet twinning.
And when it comes to the Gale's involvement, now I suppose this is tricky, because World Toilet Day is about international things. You're a local charity, so how does that work?
Yeah, so we're a local charity, and our beneficiaries are the people who live in the Gale of Knockhue area. And so quite often we think, oh, well, we've all got a toilet, it's not an issue. But I think over the last couple of years, people will have noticed more that there's been a lot of what we might call wild toileting in our area, and it is becoming a bit of an issue. So sanitation and toileting issues are still important for our own local community. And interestingly, a lot of the public toilets in our community are run by community groups. Toilet provision, public toilet provision, is not a statutory requirement of councils to provide. And so communities end up picking up the tab if they want a public toilet. So we've got public toilets run by the community in Gairloch, Pulew, Alt Bay and Kinlochhue.
That's quite an incredible fact when you think about it, that it's not something that councils are actually obliged to do. And we know that, I think it was Kinlochhue, wasn't it, fairly recently, were faced with mounting bills. So it must be a big worry, I think, for people. And nobody likes being caught short, let's put it like that.
Yeah, it's a big worry. There's a lot of public toilets being closed because of this issue. So councils run some of them, but they're slowly closing them because it is an area where they can cut budgets. It's not a statutory provision. Communities are starting to pick up some of the toilets, but not all of them. And it is people who are more vulnerable in society who struggle, because if you've got health issues, it's often women and girls as well who are at a disadvantage. And it's a public health issue. And in my view, it's a human right to have access to a functioning toilet.
And let's turn once again to you, Ian. So where are you going to be when the 19th falls, which is a Saturday?
I'm going to be at the Gale Centre with my stall, and I will be having, like I said, baking and preserves, along with some of the toilet twinnings certificates and other soaps and things as well.
Do you have one fascinating fact for us that we could take away?
It's just £60 to buy a toilet, and yet we've still got a third of the world's population that don't have access to these toilets. It's so cheap, really, to save lives, so many lives.
So 19th, Gale Centre, get involved.
Yeah, please come along. We're raising funds for toilet twinning, but we're also raising funds for the Gairloch, Pulew, Alt Bay and Kinlochhue public toilets. And there'll be lots of, as well as Ian's baking, there'll be lots of baking from these other groups as well. We've got a range of toilet-themed products in the cafe, including, wait for it, pea and leek soup.
Fabulous. And on that note, I think I should bog off.